three, you know, organized a church after Wilford Gill had lost out there and built a church there and named it after the Wilford, Willow Grove Baptist Church. Mm-hmm. So it's been in circulation, you know, out on it. Just remember now, it's on the cornerstone what year the church was, you know, built. But it's been rebuilt since that time. It's still going the same name it was. All the trustees and officers of the church and all names is in the cornerstone. Reverend Zeke, he was the leader of the congregation at that time.
Is that when it was first organized?
Yes, it is. And he started from the Bouchard. His granddaughter, daughter, her mother was, you know, a member of the church, and her daddy, her granddaddy, rather, was the one that I said I was authorized of building the church.
Did you have as many big fields back then when you had a lot of people living around here?
Mm-hmm. It'd just be sometimes a small thicket sometimes, you know, in a little place there. But they didn't clean up so much back here now. All back down there, back from here, back behind them woods back there, and they just cleaned to the river. They did that last year. And if you just could see just the short time they cleaned the place up, you wonder how they did it, and they had been broken. They went in there last summer. They had bud dudes and everything as they could.
And wood, they went in there and cut the timber that was large enough, you know, for saw logs. And the rest of it, they just taken bulldozers and pushed it up and burned it up. And lots of people cut and hauled wood out of that. So when it got through getting all the timber off it, they raked that stuff up and went and rolled and set it afire. Burned it up and went and broke it up. Covered it. I think it's about 40 acres they cleared up around there.
It's just about. It's about as normal distance from here to the hospital. And why?
Yeah, that was the Shelton farm, and they sold it. And a little boy by the name of Conwell, they bought it and cut the timber off it, cleared it up, and then they sold it. I don't know who the man is that bought it from them. After they cleared it up, they think he lives in Lawley County now.
Mr.
Man, that's on it.
Mr. is his name. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known his name, but he stopped here one day. He had trouble with his truck and come to the door and knocking on the door. And he says, good morning. Good morning. He says, I'm having trouble. I said, I don't know you. Do you have a phone? I said, yes, I do. He said, you mind me calling to rip there, I'll pay you for the call, I eat, I can call for that home. I said, well, I'll come on in, either way you choose, it'll be all right. So he came on in and I connected him to the operator and operator, give her the number. He called home a few minutes, truck was here. So since then, he come out one day, he's in the car, I didn't know him. In the truck, he said, hi. I said, fine, how you? He said, you don't know me, do you? And I said, oh, believe I do. Because I hadn't seen him once and he was walking in, you know. He said, this is Mr. The man that bought this man over here. He said, I'm bored. And said, now I want you to go in and push all you want. I said, thank you. And so he said, yes, I don't bored. And I said, I got a man there.